Welcome to the Narratives Library. If you think it's hard living with your family, what was it like for a teenager in the Stone Age? Helix needs to prove himself in his father's eyes, but he's just not the hunting type.
We're high up the mountain now, and it's not so bad. If this is what hunting's all about, I can deal with it. We reach a small ledge that juts out from the cliff face. At the back of the ledge is a dark cave that disappears into the mountain.
Let's rest here, says Dad.
Rest, says Sherwin. We haven't caught anything yet.
Sherwin, who would normally still be asleep at this time, is acting all cavemanly today. I think it's because for once I'm out hunting with him and he wants to show me up. Well, good luck. It won't be hard.
No need to rush things, Sherwin, says Dad. A good hunt is all about strategy. Take note of that, Helix.
What he needs, says Sherwin, pointing to me, is to come face to face with something big.
No I don't, mister. There's so much hair growing out of my nose that it looks like a caterpillar is hiding in each nostril, I think to myself.
I say, well, how about we just start with something small, like a mountain vole, maybe?
Sherwin turns to Dad.
You know what's going to happen? He's going to front up for his arrival without a clue about how to hunt for big game.
Dad raises his hands to try and calm Sherwin down.
I think you're overreacting, son. All he needs is a bit of practice, don't you, Helix?
He says to me. I nod, but who am I kidding? I could have all the practice in the world, and I'd still be ranked alongside Dad, equal number one, in the Cave of Shame.
If he fails his arrival, we'll all be shamed, says Sherwin, as if he can read my mind. And I'll never find a wife.
Sherwin, you're getting all worked up about nothing.
I stop breathing. I should be interested in what they have to say, but something has caught my attention. What belongs to those two green eyes staring out from the dark cave behind us? In a hushed voice, I say,
Dad, Sherwin, look.
And I point towards the cave. All I can think is cave line alert. There aren't many of them around, but this is the type of place they're supposed to live in. Caves, dark caves, high up the mountain. Dad squeaks and jumps backwards so that he's hidden behind Sherwin. Sherwin slowly picks up his spear and moves into a crouch. The two green eyes blink. Dad follows Sherwin's lead and goes to pick up his spear as well, but manages to trip up over his own feet and bump Sherwin in the backside. They both fall forward, Dad lying on top of Sherwin. The eyes, still in the dark, move a step forward, then another, and another, until, just as I suspected, we see a cave lion. Except it's not a cave lion. It's a cave lion cub. Sherwin looks at Dad, who's still on top of him, and smiles as if to say, this will do for our dinner tonight. They untangle themselves and return to their feet. The cub blinks its large green eyes. It's just a baby and doesn't recognize the danger. Sherwin slowly draws his spear back in preparation to launch it at the cub. And I push him in the side, forcing him off balance. His spear misses the cub and hits the rock wall instead. The cub runs back into the cave and its green eyes disappear with it.
You absolute bonehead,
screams Sherwin, slapping me on the ear.
Did you see what he just did? He says to Dad.
As Sherwin rants and rages to Dad, complaining about how my life will never amount to anything, something else inside the cave catches my attention. It's the two green eyes again. They're moving forward in the dark. They're the same color green as before, except there's something different about them this time. They're much bigger. The eyes and the body attached to them reveal themselves in the light. Unless the cub has grown 10 times its size in the last moment, I'd say this is the cub's mother, its angry mother. The cave lion mother lets out an almighty roar, as if to say, who's the bozo who took a shot at my baby? Hearing the roar, Dad decides to show great leadership and run. I follow with Sherwin next and the cave lion last. We scramble down the cliff face away from the lion, which follows us roaring. Dad tumble runs most of the way, so I find it hard to keep up with him. Sherwin being bigger than both of us is slower. Gee, it was good of him to volunteer to go last as our cave lion shield. We're nearing the bottom now, and freedom isn't that far away. The beast surely won't follow us all the way down into Rockfall.
Humph, ugh, poof, elza!
Dad in front of me is now doing more tumbling than running, but we're almost safe. We reach the bottom where we began climbing and thump into the hard ground. I look behind me and see Sherwin still scrambling down the mountain, the cave line almost on top of him. She takes a swipe at him and he arches his back, narrowly escaping being sliced by her claws. The close call with the line inspires Sherwin to run and tumble faster than he's ever run and tumbled before. "One more ledge and then you're free," I yell to him. But with a swift leap, the line clears a number of boulders, landing within swiping distance of Sherwin. I hear a whoosh sound, followed by a painful wail. The cave lion, I think, is smiling. "That'll teach you to aim your spear at my baby," she's thinking. And in a few powerful bounds, she's gone, back up to the mountain to collect her cub and probably to look for a new cave. Meanwhile, to make matters worse, Sherwin loses his footing and goes tumbling down the rock face, making ooh, ah, ouch, pa-doomf noises all the way down until he falls at my feet.
"Your fault," he groans, looking up.
"Sorry," I shrug.
"Mauled! I've been mauled,"
he cries, reaching for his back. There are four scratch marks that have sliced through Sherwin's skin. But luckily for him, his hairiness has acted as a fur shield and stopped the claws from cutting too deeply.
"Are you okay, son?"
says Dad, who's only just gotten to his feet and recovered from his crash landing. Sherwin groans and stands in pain. His face is sour as if he's just been made to eat a handful of unripe hillberries. He looks at Dad and says, pointing to me,
"He is a disgrace to our family."
"What do you mean?" I ask. "I was the one who spotted the cave lion. If it weren't for me, we'd all be cave lion dinner right now."
"You made me miss in the first place. I had the beast in my sights," says Sherwin.
"You mean the cub," I say, "the defenseless cub." Dad steps between us.
"Just calm things down, boys. All in a day's hunt. The experience will do you good, Helix, anyway. It'll help you to prepare for your arrival."
"No, it won't," says Sherwin. "He's a coward, not a hunter. All he's good at doing is running."
"Shut up, just shut up," is all I can say before sprinting away to be on my own.
You've been listening to Damien Posner reading from his book, Helix and the Arrival. Narratives is produced by Karina Wynne-Moylan of Arts Canvas Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.